Please turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 19. We'll be looking at verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 says, "And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake to pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice." The title of my message today will be A Still Small Voice. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you now, God. Just thank you for the opportunity, God, to have this opportunity to preach, but also to live in a country where we can freely proclaim your word. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I should please just calm my nerves, God, and bless the message in your name. Amen. It's amazing how the Lord works in preparing his will to be done or for him to be glorified. Jesse and I didn't talk. I mean, we kept encouraging each other this time, like we knew we were going to preach together. But we didn't really want to ask each other, you know, what we're going to preach about. We want to see what the Lord did. And it's funny that his last point is about faith, because pretty much my whole message is based on faith. But first, let's take a look at verse 11. It says, "And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount." At this point, Elijah is having a pity party. He's being chased. He's having troubles. The prophets he was with were all slain. And now he's on the mount by himself, and he is having a pity party. The Lord tells him to stand on the mount. He says, go. And if you look at verse 11, it says, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break to pieces the rocks before the Lord." So this great wind rushes by on the mountains, and he notices it. Obviously, it's there. You can't miss it. It destroys. You hear the noise, and then it just destroys rocks in front of him and takes everything. It's a really strong wind. But it says the Lord wasn't there. If you keep reading, it says, "And after the wind, an earthquake." Obviously, I know some of you have been in an earthquake. You know how that is. You know you can't just ignore it. It's happening. You know it's happening. But it says the Lord wasn't there. If you keep reading, it says, "And after the earthquake, a fire." Okay. A fire is very obvious. It's bright. There's light. You can see it. There's no way of missing it. But it says the Lord isn't there. If you keep reading, it says, "But after the fire, a still small voice." Sometimes in our lives, we have a pity party. We have a hard time. Something might have happened that offended us or it hurt us personally. Or maybe it was something that that harmed us. But sometimes we take it too far. And we decide, you know what? Poor me. Why'd it happen to me? You know, I didn't deserve that. And like Elijah, you have a pity party. And then you somehow lose your way. You lose your goal. You lose what you were fighting for. You lose what you were striving for. And you just go into some place by yourself where no one's there, and he's just there having a pity party, thinking of how he was wronged and how, you know, he's probably getting bitter and angry and saying, you know what, I'm trying to serve you, Lord, and then all the prophets died, and here I am running for my life. I thought this was going to be easy. And we end up having pity parties, and the next thing you know, we're away from God. We can't hear his direction. We can't see his will for us, and then you're lost. See, the Lord came, and he told him to go stand on the mount. When he went to the mount, though, there was the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, which are great, big, and mighty things that we either have seen or heard about that you can't miss. But he wasn't there. You see, God wasn't in them until he spoke in a still, small voice. A still, small voice is like a whisper. And in order to hear a whisper, you need to be very close to someone. You can't be far. You see, Elijah was so far, he couldn't hear God's will. He couldn't hear God's direction. He was so far in his pity party and doing whatever, you know, feeling sorry for himself and probably getting bitter and angry that he wasn't noticing what he was doing or where he was going. And the Lord had to get his attention. But it wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the big, giant things that, you know, you and I would probably notice right away and be like, oh, the Lord's trying to tell me something. No, it's when everything settled down and he took the time to listen. And the Lord said, in a still, small voice, what he had to do. In our lives, I know personally, I've had, you know, in this point of my life, I had to make decisions about the college and, you know, what job to get and things like that are probably going to decide the rest of my life. And at first, it's very fearful because you don't know what you're going to do. But if you get in the point where fear, where it scares you, where you don't want to succeed or you don't want to keep pushing or striving to do what God wants you to do, you end up having a pity party. You know, why can't I just stay in high school? You know, my senior year was amazing. Why can't I stay there? And you get stuck. And the Lord has to get your attention. But it's not until everything settles down and you take the time to listen that he'll tell you. It took Elijah a little while, but the Lord spoke to him in a still small voice. Every step, every choice you make is a step. If you look at, let me see here. We'll be looking at 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Please turn there. When Elijah finally heard the still small voice, he had to take the time to stop and listen. But not only that, he now had to hear what God had him to say, or what God had to say. He had to make the choice to walk with God. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1, it says, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and please God, so ye would abound more and more." In Galatians 5:16, it says, "This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." The point I'm trying to make is that you have to walk with God. See, you can take the time to listen, and you can take the time to hear, but if you don't make that next step, that choice, you're going to stay away from God. The farther you get away from God, the less you hear. We're helping internship, Jesse and I and a few others, and it's a blessing. And Ryan is kind of in charge of the projects around church. So Ryan will go and tell us, you know what, I need this done, this, this, that, and the other, and we'll have to go do it. Well, most of us, well, at least I don't have experience in everything, so I don't know how to do everything. You know, whatever he says, let's say we got to fix a sprinkler. I've never fixed a sprinkler before in my life. So there I was working on it, and Ryan was by his office, and he was probably across the parking lot, so it was pretty far. Now, I was there, and I didn't know what to do next. I was stuck. So I called out to Ryan, and I said, Ryan, I need your help with this. I don't know what to do this. Now, Ryan's pretty far, and he's yelling at me, and I'm trying to get the instructions, and I'm trying to figure out how to do something. I'm like, I'm not getting anything. I had to get up and go walk towards him to hear what he's saying. You see, it's a choice. We have to get up from where we are, from the place we are, the pity party or the hurtfulness, and realize that we have to get close to the only person that can help us out of it. God's the only one that can help us, guys. I had to get up and go and talk to Ryan, and Ryan instructed me on how to do it. After that, I had the knowledge and the wisdom to do what I had to do and keep moving forward. It's the same way in a spiritual life. We have to get up. We have to make the deliberate choice. It's a daily battle, guys, every morning, to read your word, to pray, to have a walk with him. These two verses I read involve, and the one in 1 Thessalonians says, brethren, and there's a fellow brother in Christ is encouraging him. Say, you know what? I've taught you. I've showed you the things you need to know in order to please God and to walk with him, and you will abound more and more. You will be blessed. You will grow spiritually, but you need to walk. You need to do what you said. In Galatians 5:16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." If you don't keep walking, if you don't deliberately take the next step, you give room for temptation to come in or for Satan to do something to bring you back down. I'll keep going to my notes. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You could be asking, you know, how do we walk? Well, that's how we do it right there. It says, we walk by faith, not by sight. This is the point when the relationship is by faith. You have to realize it's by faith. Faith means to have complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete, total, no holding back, complete trust. See, as an intern, we're stretched to do things a little bit out of our comfort zone. Personally for me, leading music is a bit out of my comfort zone. But I knew I had to do it. You see, part of internship, but also the Lord was pricking my heart and telling me, you know what, I want you to take this next step, Steve. I want you to try this. I want you to do it. I could have made the deliberate choice. We could be walking, the Lord and I, and we're taking steps together. I read my Bible. I'm going to church. You know, I'm memorizing verses. I'm helping VBS, doing things like that. And he says, you know what, I want you to lead music. I don't think I can do that. No, I can't do that. I'm sorry, God, we'll stop here. Let's just stop here. I'm doing good. Look how far I've walked. I'm doing good. Look at all the steps I took. I took them by faith. I'm following you. But see, you're no longer walking. You're no longer working. You're no longer growing. You've completely stopped your spiritual walk with God. And although you're comfortable and you feel you're doing right, it's not God's will. See, God's guiding you and directing you from the point where you were, heartbroken, dismayed, or anything else. And he's brought you here. But now because he says, he wants to push you a little bit out of your comfort zone, you say no. Now you've stopped. But you think it's enough. I mean, you've done so much. You've helped in the church. I mean, you've helped the kids' class, VBS. I mean, you've done so much. You should be fine. Well, in your own eyes, maybe. But in God's eyes, you haven't. Because now you've stopped. And what you don't know is that God has a plan to get you to that next goal over there. But you can't make it because you decided to stop. There's this verse. It says in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The moment you stop, you don't just stop walking, but next thing you know, you say, you know what, I don't really need to go door knocking. Oh, I don't, you know, Thursday night service, I don't really need to go to Thursday night service. I mean, I'll go Sunday, all day Sunday, I'll commit, you know. And then little by little, things start dropping off. And the next thing you know, you stop reading your Bible. I'll read this verse again, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The moment you stop reading your Bible and you stop having a relationship with God, you stop having faith. Because you're no longer trusting in an almighty God. You're putting it all on you. Because you've made it so far. You know, you should be fine. But see, you're no longer trusting God. Although it is a fear, although it is something I have to push, it's a challenge to lead music. It's hard, but I have to do it. Because God's saying, Steve, I want you to get that step. I want you to, come on, we've got to keep going, Because without that step, you stop walking with God. Without walking with God, everything else that you've done is in vain. Because now you're right back to where you started. And little by little, it gets worse. Things happen in life and they're difficult and they're hard. But if there's nothing to challenge us, if there's nothing to push against us, if everything was easy and we could just walk, there's no challenges, and we could just walk, we wouldn't grow. Without a challenge, we can't change. You see, in order for there to be a change in our heart or a change for us to keep growing in the Lord, there has to be a challenge. There has to be a push against us. If not, it's just going to be easy, and then everyone can do it. It's not. It's a daily battle that you have to do. To trust completely in God with no matter what he tells you, you have to do. Another example would be when you're at the supermarket or you're at the plaza or the mall, and there you are and the Lord, you see somebody in the Lord, you feel a tug in your heart and says, go give him a track. And you're like, oh, I don't even know him. I mean, I haven't even talked to him. I mean, they're too far. I mean, from here to there, I don't know where you start coming up with a bunch of excuses of why you can't take a simple track and go give it to someone. And the next thing you know, you stop walking. It's a daily battle. It's a choice that you have to make every day to completely trust in God. Although it's difficult and there's challenges and there are things that come up, our God is bigger than them. Please turn to James chapter 1. When you hear the word of God, you increase in faith. But it doesn't stop there. In James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." If you just hear, if I were to just hear Ryan giving the instructions, and I'll say, you know what? I know exactly what to do, Ryan, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, I have it down. I know exactly what I need to do. I mean, what tools I need, the parts I need to make this. I can do it, no problem. But I'm not going to do it. I can't. Then what's the point of getting instructions? See, we have to completely trust him and go and do what we need to do. We need to be doers of the word. The more you read the Bible, the more faith you get. The more you act on the faith, the more courage and boldness you get to get that bigger obstacle later on. It could be simply from giving a tract to someone at first, and you say, you know what? I'm nervous. I'm scared. I mean, I have no idea what I'm going to say. I'm probably going to stutter or fumble on my words. I'm not going to know what to do. But I'm going to give them a track. I can do this. I can do it. And you give it to them. And then, but what you don't know is the moment you do that, you take a huge step. That's going to later, but God knows, later going to set you up for a goal he has for you. When maybe a man comes up to you and he says, you know what? I don't know how to be saved. I want to, though. You see, if you wouldn't have the courage or boldness to give a track, you wouldn't have the courage or boldness to witness to someone when they come to you. So you're going to get nervous and you get fearful and say, and then you start stuttering and then you get stuck and you don't know what to do. It takes little steps. See, most of the time we want to get from point A to point Z and just fly, just hurry, just get there. But it's the journey in between that prepares you for that last goal you have. I've learned in internship that being prepared is half the battle. I've learned that being prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically helps you progress in your walk with God. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what God's going to bring in your life. You don't know what heartbreak or what blessing or what obstacle he has for you next or what trial that he wants you to go through. But if you read his word and you hear, you'll get faith. And then you can act upon it. And you'll know what to do. This week has been a rough week, personally, in doing what I have to do. Because I'm hurt and it's hard. But see, if it wasn't for previous battles that I trusted God in, to get me to this point, I wouldn't be able to keep going. It's because of God's grace and me just understanding I can't do it by myself. I don't have the power. I don't have the strength. I can't do it. And just trusting on him, it's because of that. It's because of having that faith in Christ, I can take the next step. I challenge you to take that next step. No matter what you're going through, or whether you're having a good relationship with God and you're walking with him, or whether you're stuck, or whether you're hurt, I challenge you to take that next step, to keep growing. Don't let it stop you. You don't know what God has in store for your life or what plan he has for you. But if you stop, you'll never find out. I challenge you to keep growing. Let's pray.